For this week's edition of Glancing at the Stars, I thought it might be interesting to take a look at the differences between the two predominant zodiacs, the tropical and the sidereal, and to show one way to circumvent this perplexing issue for astrology. The tropical zodiac, primarily used in the Western world, is based on a fixed point that does not vary year after year. This fixed point is the vernal equinox, created by the intersection of the ecliptic, the plane of the Earth's orbit, and the plane of the equator, projected out into space where it meets or intersects the ecliptic. All you need to remember is that the vernal equinox is a fixed point throughout time, and the tropical zodiac starts here, traveling 360 degrees around the circle. The sidereal zodiac is a bit easier to understand. It relates to the actual stars or constellations. Many of you are familiar with some of the more recognizable zodiacal constellations, such as Gemini, Leo, and Scorpio. At the current time, however, the two zodiacs do not match. Because of something called precession of the equinoxes, the tropical and sidereal zodiacs differ by about 24 degrees of longitude. This means that if you were born, say today on March 30th, your sun sign would be in Aries in the tropical system, but would be in Pisces in the sidereal. For any of you, there is only a 20% chance that your sun sign will be the same in both zodiacs. Certainly this discrepancy can serve as one argument to dismiss the validity of astrology, and indeed it is confusing to anyone wanting to know about his or her astrological chart. So which system is better, or do neither one work? I've studied both, each has its own merits, but the fact remains that the interpretation of any planet in a sign will likely differ, depending on whether the astrologer uses a tropical or sidereal zodiac. When I was developing my website, I wanted to make certain that it had a universal application, so that whoever came to the site, he or she would receive valid information regardless of zodiacs. I focused almost exclusively on the aspects, the angular relationships, between two planets. You see, it does not matter whether your sun is in Aries or Pisces when it forms a square, a 90-degree relationship, with another planet. That angular relationship or aspect is true and valid regardless of zodiacs. Not only that, but strong aspects between two planets almost always manifest in some way in your life. If they are in your natal chart, they point to the issues you continually deal with. If a strong aspect is occurring by a transit to one of your natal planets, it usually signifies a time of decision. Aspects work and work well for astrological interpretation as well as for understanding yourself and your life better. Plus, they eliminate any zodiac controversy.